the Richmond Theater Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theater with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 19. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
And Claire and I are first, we're going to talk about Always a Bridesmaid, then Rich Grissett will pop in, and we'll talk about Preludes. First of all, Always a Bridesmaid, which is playing out at Swift Creek Mill Theater through June 30th. When they were young, four friends promised to be bridesmaids at each other's weddings. Each of the scenes in this play provides yet another opportunity for them to keep their promise. So before we start, I just want to say this is the third play that the Mill has done by the three playwrights who wrote The Dixie Swim Club, which was very popular, and The Hallelujah Girls, which was also very popular. These shows all revolve around women of a certain age, middle age or later, very Southern. That's kind of a setup, and I think we can have a discussion of, okay, if you're of that audience and you like TV sitcoms, because one of these writers was a sitcom writer, this is right up your alley. For sophisticated theater goers, maybe not. Would you agree with that, Claire?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I think I said in my review that this play felt a little bit like binge watching a sitcom because we get to know who these characters are really quickly. We don't need to know a lot about them in order to enjoy, I suppose, the sort of kind of humor that is going to take place. And we're not going to see anybody like significantly changed by the end of the play.
Right.
So that's what I meant when I said it felt like binge watching a sitcom. I felt like I left the theater in much the same mood, headspace, you know what I mean?
Right.
That I had entered the theater with. And for me, that's not why I go to see a play.
Right.
I go to sort of have an experience that's going to give me something to think about. Even if it's something that makes me angry, I'd prefer that to leaving the theater feeling like, well, that was 2 hours. That said, if you like the kind of theater that's just going to feel good and be a sort of a fun, humorous night, then this is great for you.
I agree with that pretty much. I think, you know, there are some punchlines. There were some amusing moments. Let's talk about the production. The cast, I thought they did a good job. They delivered it pretty well. I thought mostly, like you mentioned, the characters are kind of bland. They're kind of the same person they are at the beginning. Some are more successful than others in making it unique. I feel like
they were very, like, it was such a sitcom to the point where the characters,
you knew who they were.
They were tropes.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, there's the difficult one. There's kind of wacky one. You could see that right away.
And speaking of wacky, I thought Jenny Hunley was kind of the comic standout in her little role as the wacky kind of offbeat one there.
Mm-hmm.
As typical, Tom Witt kept the pace moving. There was never a slow moment.
Yeah, I thought all the performances were really great.
Great?
I thought great.
Okay.
I would even say great. I think the comedic timing really shone through that all of these actresses had. I think that, I mean, we have a bunch of actresses here who are quite talented and do have a lot to offer in a comedic role, and we got to see that, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I did have one little question with the Southern accents. Obviously, it is Southern. And they all grew up in the same town, so you would think they were
from Virginia too.
You'd think they'd have a similar accent. Well, they were all over the place. Jackie Jones was very Southern, and then some of the others were a little more subtle. And I thought, well, you know, usually when you grow up in the same area, you have a similar accent. And I don't know if they just discussed that and decided we're going to be all over the place, or they just decided they're just going to go
maybe
with what they had.
Maybe when they started going, and they each sort of went with the one that felt the most comfortable, you know. I actually thought Amy Berlin's accent sounded a little more New York than Southern.
I think she might be from New York or somewhere.
Well, I can tell. But I did think that her performance was one of the really funny ones, because I think I said in my review, channeling Miss Piggy with that sort of like, you know, glamour pot that maybe doesn't fully fit the bill, but she's going to regardless. I thought that performance was really funny from her. But I think for me, the best part of the play were the monologues, Rachel Hindman's monologues as the daughter on her wedding day that happened sort of between each of the scenes.
Yeah. And you didn't really know where that was going until the last scene. It does kind of pay off and say, oh, now we know what the wedding is.
Yeah.
But she did a nice job on a very different note than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Tom did a nice job of the set. It was a lovely room in an old Southern estate, kind of a country club.
I thought it really
club.
Looked exactly like the room it was supposed to
a little
be.
Country. And I noticed that even when it was supposed to be, I think it was one night scene or it was snowing or something, and
there's
had the curtains closed, so you didn't see that it was still daylight outside. I thought Marlene Cravey, she did some nice costumes. There, of course, there are a lot of gag costumes that are funny just by the design of them because they're supposed to be. And I thought some of them were attractive. I did feel a few of them. The construction wasn't perfect. Some of them didn't quite fit right. There were a couple of little things that were not flattering.
I thought in this particular play, the unflattering elements of those dresses worked just fine because bridesmaid dresses are awful.
They never fit well.
They always look like crap. And so I thought that was actually one of the things that was pretty funny to me was the costuming and these. Every scene you got some different version of crappy bridesmaid dresses.
That's true. Well, so I think we both pretty much agree that if you're a fan of an easy punchline and sitcom type humor, especially if you're a woman of a certain age who appreciates the situations that these ladies are in, that you'll probably find yourself enjoying it.
I agree. I think if you're into sitcoms and you just want sort of a light, humorous evening and you're a woman, then this is probably a good play for you.
Absolutely. And we've been talking about Always a Bridesmaid at Swift Creek Mill through June 30th. So we're going to pivot now from one style reviewer, Claire, to the other style reviewer, Rich Grissett. Rich, welcome.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about Top Dog Underdog, which is playing at Theater Lab through June 9th. Two brothers share a rundown apartment, a challenging past, and conflicting views of the future. That's kind of a short version of what this is all about. Rich, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really solid show. It's about two brothers named Lincoln and Booth. They're so named by their father as a joke.
Right.
It tends to lead them to a tragic end of the show.
Well, and kind of when you walk in and they say, there will be gunshots and violence, you figure, okay, something's going to happen somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen the show before. I've always enjoyed it. I thought they did a really good job with it. It's funny. It's got its dark points. I've seen productions that completely blew me away. This is a production that's very good.
But it didn't blow you away.
It didn't blow me away. Jeremy V. Morris and Jamar Jones, I thought, were very solid. They both did perhaps a little bit better with the dramatic side than with the humor, though it was still very funny.
Now, I have to disagree, because I thought Jeremy Morris was very funny. And let's just straighten out one thing right here so everybody knows. This is not a comedy. There's humor in it, but it's not really a comedy. It's really a drama with some funny stuff.
You appreciated the drama more than the comedy?
I appreciated the comedy because it added some variety to the drama, but I felt like Jeremy really captured the humor better. I felt like Jamar did a good job, but he was kind of full stop. I got a little bit of his vulnerability, but he seemed to be just go, 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 and didn't seem to have that laid-back subtlety at all, which may have been the way they decided to play it. But it got a little bit tiresome. I enjoyed the show, too. I thought they did a nice job. I thought Katrina Carol Lewis kept the staging nimble and kept the undertones well modulated. Well, I did feel like that almost every scene went on too long. There was more dialogue than really needed to get the information across. In some ways, this could have been a one-act play, and it would have kind of had everything in it it needed. But I felt like, especially in the second act, that dramatic encounter that's going to lead to something, it just really kind of dragged to me. Now, how do you react to that from the other productions you've seen? Was it a little more dynamic or affecting?
I think so, but I also think that the second act just does drag a little bit. It's written a little bit talky.
Yes.
I guess you kind of hope that whatever production is able to flesh that out a little bit, make it not feel that way.
Right. And I didn't feel like this one did 100%. I still enjoyed the production. I thought it was worth seeing, and I thought it was some excellent performances. An interesting set, but it didn't blow me away as I was expecting from the setup.
I would agree. I really enjoyed it. I think it's worth seeing, but it did not blow me away either.
Okay, we've been talking about Top Dog Underdog, which will be playing at Theater Lab through June 9th. That's going to do it for this week's Curtain Call. We want to thank Open Source RVA for airing us on WRIR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with reviews of Double Wide Texas and A Chorus Line.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, go to the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website, rtccva.com.